Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B wants to set the record straight about a live video she did years ago where she said she drugged men at the strip club she worked at and flipped pancakes with them and robbed them when they were passed out.
But my thing is that it's like, okay, so you know, like I was telling them, talking about that live that people dug up with me. And ever since that day, people been trying to call me like a rapist or compare me to that. They're like, oh, how come Cardi didn't get penalized for that? But it's like, I never touched nobody. I never fucked nobody. And rape is when you fuck somebody without their consent or without asking. And it's just like, I'm trying to explain to people, like, it's like, first of all, because people even try to make it seem like, oh, you was putting people drink. People don't gotta put on niggas drinks. These be going to the club getting drunk and getting high.
Now, to be fair, though, like she kind of made it sound like, you know, back in the day, what she said. What, you're rolling your eyes at me. You don't agree?
No, I agree with you exactly,
oh, okay.
Joe. This is just confusing. If you say, why are people calling me a rapist? Well, we're calling you a rapist because you did a live video in which you blatantly said, not implying anything, not assuming anything. This is words from your mouth said that you drugged and flipped pancakes.
With dudes that were passed out
and robbed them. You said those words. That's why people are going to accuse you of being a rapist. So I don't know why you're confused, but I'm not confused here. I know why people are calling you that. A woman found out that Keanu Reeves was filming in her neighborhood for Slidell, Louisiana. So she put out a sign that said, "You're breathtaking." Reeves had been in the area filming for Bill and Ted 3. So Reeves showed up in the woman's front yard. When she saw him get out of the car, she ran inside and screamed to her two sons that Keanu Reeves was in their front yard. Reeves ended up signing her attention-getting sign, writing, "Stacy, you're breathtaking." And he also took some pictures with the family.
This dude is so awesome.
Smooth. How smooth is he? Lee Serena and Harry Hamlin's daughter, Delilah Bell Hamlin, revealed that she's been to rehab for depression several times. The model wrote on Instagram stories, "This time last year, I was in rehabilitation." She explained that shortly after she moved to New York City to begin school at New York University, she began to suffer from terrible depression. Hamlin continued, "I started attracting negative people into my life because my thoughts were so negative. I got trapped in a severely unhealthy relationship that pushed me over the edge." She then revealed she returned to the facility for a two-month stint in June. She also said she was hesitant to share her story but decided to open up in hopes of helping those struggling with mental health issues of their own. Shannon Doherty. So, Riverdale's tribute to... I'm sorry, I've never seen 90210 before. Riverdale's tribute to late actor Luke Perry will include his longtime friend and former Beverly Hills 90210 co-star Shannon Doherty. Doherty will guest star on the CW series for season 4 premiere, which is scheduled for October 9th. The episode titled In Memoriam will reflect on Perry's legacy and the imprint his Riverdale character Fred Andrews had on the show. Perry and Doherty co-starred for 4 seasons on Beverly Hills 90210. I can't say your name. I'm sorry. I can't get it in my brain. So they...
R.I.P.
So they co-starred for 4 seasons on Beverly Hills 90210, after which Doherty left the show following clashes with other co-stars. The two reconnected when both were having health issues in 2015 and remained close up until Perry's March 4th death. So sad. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Riverdale. I didn't know Luke Perry from 90210, but I knew him from Riverdale, and it's just so sad, even still, like months and months after his death.
All right, thank you so much, Liv the Web Girl with the garbage.